Talking high school football here on KSOM, talking Southwest Valley football with head coach for the Timberwolves, Keegan Longabaugh. And coach, a good start on Friday, but the Thunder just rolled past you in the second half and fall 40-22 to a very good Grandview Christian team as they go to 3-0 in the season. Your team now 1-2, but maybe a little bit deceiving. You've lost to two decent football teams. Your thoughts overall after this past week?
Well, we played a very good first half. That first half, we were able to move the ball offensively. We were almost relatively able to do whatever we wanted. We were getting good yardage on our runs. We were getting, it seemed like it was probably anywhere from 5 to 8 yards a carry. And then when we ended up having to go to the air on some third downs, it seemed like everything was connecting. So we were moving the ball really well, and the defense stepped up. You know, we look back on film and their quarterback missed a few throws in the first half that, you know, really could have changed the momentum of the game in the first half. But they really made some halftime adjustments. Their quarterback came out and played lights out in the second half. And, you know, we had some guys that were kind of frustrated in the secondary, kind of asking what to do. But, you know, when you have a 6'5 and a 6'7 kid running downfield that can jump and catch, it's pretty tough to defend. But they utilized what they had, and those were guys that we hadn't seen on their team last year. So bringing them in this year, they've really utilized them the right way. And, you know, we're hoping that we can flush that second half and move on from that.
Is that sort of a different type of opponent for you facing a pass first type of team? Have you seen those type of offenses? I mean, have you felt about just dealing with that kind of ability there with them wanting to throw the ball before they want to run it?
Yeah. So we've talked about it that in Southwest Valley's past, it seems like ever since Southwest Valley became a thing, and even dating back to the Corning and Valeska days, the struggle on defense has always been against the pass. You know, we figured it out against Red Oak. They did miss a few passes early in that game against Red Oak, but then our secondary really locked in. So we know what our secondary can be, and that second half really wasn't what our secondary has done this season so far. But it is kind of hard or different to game plan. You know, you talk about high school football, Class A football. People like to run the football first and kind of control the game on the ground. But when you turn into a team like that, you know, they ran a lot of smart routes and just kind of up for grabs routes. I mean, they ran quite a few fades and quite a few just, you know, 50-50 balls that didn't turn into being 50-50 balls when you threw it up to those tall guys on the outside. But it was different to game plan against. They really came out and showed that they are a complete different ball team than they were last year.
Running the football, you were able to do so, just under 200 yards rushing. You mixed it up with four different guys. Wyatt Mendenhall had 16 carries. Walker Bissell at 12, Cale Hogan at 16, and Wyatt Shires, a freshman, sprinkled in with four. You know, how are you feeling about that and mixing that up? Is that what you ideally would like to do?
Yeah, I mean, we really want to mix it up with, you know, our three in the backfield with Wyatt Mendenhall, Walker Bissell, and Cale Hogan. But you know, Wyatt Shires did get sprinkled in there. We weren't expecting to get him as much you know, action as he did. Wyatt Mendenhall ended up going down with an injury sometime in the third quarter. So that was a pretty big opportunity that Wyatt Shires had to step in as a freshman and not just step in to play, but step in and get the football. But the kid runs hard, and that's all you can ask for. But we were happy that we were able to kind of spread the ball around to multiple guys where, you know, you talk about week one and week two, it was kind of the game was put on Wyatt Mendenhall's back running the football, and it was nice to have him not take as much of a beating. But, you know, unfortunately he took one big lick and he was down for the rest of the game. But you know, you might end up seeing for how hard Wyatt Shires is running the ball and how he was able to block for as a lead blocker, he might get some more time in there.
So how is Mendenhall looking going forward?
We have to talk to him today. You know, I think he broke his nose on Friday. You know, he's one of those guys that I keep telling him after every Friday, you need an ice bath because he does take a lot of shots. You know, he steps into a position where, you know, if we need to throw the ball, he's one of those guys who likes to roll out. So the more you roll out, the more vulnerable you are to taking hits. But we're going to talk to him today. We're hoping we can get him back this week. But if not, I'm assuming it'll probably be about a 1 week injury or so.
So if he's not able to go, you brought in Walker Bissell in at quarterback. What is he? That would put the pressure on him, I would assume, unless you went elsewhere. What would you say that you have to get Bissell ready for if he does get the start this week?
Well, fortunate for us, ever since the beginning of the summer, we've kind of told Walker and Wyatt and Kale that they all need to know how to run quarterback because if we want to play under center, they all need to know how to hand off the football, where to go with the play. You know, we told them it would be better for them so they know where every position in the backfield is going. But we've had all three of those guys working reps every single week ever since the beginning of the summer when, you know, we did our installs. And, you know, I mean, it's just these – we feel like we have some guys that we can throw – plug in there. It's just, you know, it's kind of tough to see – the field as well as Wyatt Mendenhall does. You know, he reads a lot of what the defense is giving. I mean, he had a few audible calls last week that were tremendous calls, and that's just something you really can't coach. It's something that, you know, they have to study and diagnose themselves. But Walker ended up getting a few reps last week. He got some reps against South Central Calhoun. We moved Wyatt Mendenhall back to running back, and so he's seen it under center so far. So hopefully he's starting to get his feet wet and he's ready to go whenever his number gets called.
Who are some guys that stood out for you on the defensive side?
Yeah, defensively in that first half, you really look at the secondary there. I mean, Wyatt Mendenhall is one of those guys who we ended up putting on their number one receiver, and he started locking him down there at the end of the first half. But then Cale Hogan is another guy that was flying around. Bo Johnston, he's one of those that I keep harping on him, and Gavin Wetzel just have those natural instincts on defense. Unfortunately, Bo's been battling with a back injury, so he's one of those tough kids who's never going to want to quit playing a football game, but we ended up having to this last week and the week before pulling him out on offense, which really hurts for our offensive line. But we know that Bo's a very big asset on the defensive side, so we're giving him as much rest as we can just so we can get him out there. But our linebackers have been playing really well, and you know, we're hoping that just that pass defense last week was just a one-time deal that, you know, we figured out and played pass defense like we did against Red Oak.
Well, I mean, some injuries here, Coach, that you have to deal with to some of your stars. I mean, Mendenhall, Johnston, but, you know, I guess the mentality always is next man in. I mean, you got to be ready to play, right?
Right. I mean, we're one of those schools that's kind of a smaller Class A football school now. I mean, we're down to 29 guys, and you talk about adding in injuries. That puts us right around 27, so you know, I mean, the numbers aren't big, but we tell a lot of these guys, you're going to get some experience and you better be ready to go because varsity football is, you know, a complete different beast even than just playing JV. So a lot of these younger guys have stepped up and played some special teams already. So hopefully if they step into a bigger role, if they need to, if we end up having other injuries, hopefully they're ready to go. But we always tell the guys that it happens every year and it happens to everybody. There are going to be some injuries, whether it's a, you know, a season-ending injury or whether it's a week or two or whatever it is. But we're just hoping that we can try to avoid the injury bug.
So this week, another tough opponent, it's Earlham. The Cardinals have squeaked back into the Radio Iowa top 10 at the number 10 spot after thumping IKM Manning, which maybe was a little bit of a surprise of a score. They lost by a touchdown the week before to ACGC. They beat Central Decatur in week one. How do you see this matchup against the Cardinals?
Well, we know what they're going to bring to the table. You know, Earlham has gotten back to being a very solid football program. You know, they've been doing the same thing every year. You know, we know that they want to run the ball, and we know that they're going to give onside kicks. So we're definitely going to prepare for all that this week. But, you know, they're a very sound football program. You know, their coach, Caskey, has really bragged about how many guys they get in the off season into the weight room. And, you know, seeing their social media page, they have – you know, their entire school, not just boys, but girls too, that are devoted to the weight room. And it's really been showing. It showed last year, and I think it's really, you know, coming out more this year. But we know what to expect from them. So hopefully, you know, I know Coach Chafa has been working hard all weekend to try to make a game plan for them offense or on the defensive side of the ball. Offensively, we're going to try to sprinkle in a few new plays, but you know, if we can just play that first half like we did against Grandview Christian and move the ball, you know, just kind of give some gut punches instead of hoping for a big play, I think that it'll give us an opportunity to have a good ball game.
And Caleb Smith, obviously for them, their main number one guy, they want to hand it off, they want to give it to. What do you have to tell your guys on defense to try and focus on to slow him down?
Yeah, he's an excellent football player. I mean, last year we ended up playing him too, and he was getting a lot of carries last year as a sophomore. So he has a lot of experience, and he's one of those guys who's just kind of one of those rare athletes that you see playing that much varsity, and that guy can get the ball that much and get that big of a workload, but he still comes back, you know, feeling, you know, fresh. So a lot of people don't give as much credit to their offensive line. Their offensive line, you know, opens up a lot of holes for him, but he is one of those guys that I think behind an average or below average offensive line, he would still be really hard to stop. We know he runs the ball hard and when, you know, he breaks a lot of arm tackles, and that's what happened last year. We feel like our defense is tackling significantly better this year. So if we can just stick to our assignments, we can get some guys up front to clog some gaps and open up the backfield for our linebackers, and we can make some open field tackles, I think that we'll be fine on defense.
Coach, really appreciate your time, and best of luck to your T-Wolves this week, and see if you can stomp on the Cardinals. Thanks so much.
Appreciate it, Chris. Thank you.
Keegan Longabaugh, head coach for Southwest Valley, joining us here on KSOM.